April 25th. Take a fucking break. Just take a fucking break. That's it. No. April 25th. Take a fucking break. Even God rested on the seventh day, for crying out loud. We tend to get so caught up in the go, go, go of life that we can forget to rest. We don't need to be going, quote unquote, all the time. When you were drinking and using, you probably sat for hours not doing anything and were perfectly fine with it. But for some reason, now that your mind seems to be working, that statement needs a little evaluating, you act like someone is riding your back with a whip that snaps while he screams, "Yeah, mule, yeah." Stop for a second. Slow down. Breathe. Reflections. When was the last time you did absolutely nothing and planning and planned to do it? What is the most nothing you have ever not done? this is my own Yogi Berra statement. read that again. What is the most nothing you have ever not done? Anyway, daily challenge. Plan a day this month to do absolutely nothing. And don't forget to listen to this week's full-length episode, or do nothing, and stay active, stay sober. See ya!
Are you a rebel seeking transformation in your recovery journey? Then 366 fucking days sober is the book for you. 366 daily meditations. This book by the SoberPod Recovery Podcast host and professional rebel, Carr, will help guide you towards a new way of thinking and living. Each daily meditation offers a fresh perspective, practical advice, and a healthy dose of Carl's irreverent humor to help you stay sober and embrace the challenges of life without drinking, drugging, or shitting your pants. Whether you're just starting your recovery journey or looking for a daily dose of encouragement and laughs, 366 fucking days sober is the book for you.
So, if you're ready to transform your life, become the rebel you were meant to be, get your copy of 366 fucking days sober today.
Available today on Amazon.com.